Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is wide. We're going to decide who's the better team. It is wide open.
Can you believe it?
Who's in the driver's seat to get to the playoffs?
The top 25 rankings reveal and 12-team CFP projection tonight on ESPN.
How about it, Tolos? We get the very first one of the college football season. Week 11 rankings reveal and 12-team college football projection tonight at 8 o'clock. Who do you think will be in the top 10, top 5, top 1, the number 1 overall team? Will it be Ohio State? Do you think there's a chance it'll be Indiana? Could they somehow, some way put Indiana at number 1? We'll see tonight. And a college football playoff bracket projection. If the season were to end today, I want to hear from you, Tolos. It's 5 o'clock, not somewhere, but here. And the phone lines are open, 844-326-3663. Welcome into Wire to Wire. I'm Cole Bryson. Diesel on vacation today. He'll be back tomorrow. But want to hear from you, Tolos, on two things. Number one, what do you think the playoff will look like tonight? The first rankings reveal when it comes to the number one team. Any shot, it's Indiana over Ohio State. Number two, we've got to get to some upset pick early leans. Where are you at, Dan B? Call the show, 844-326-3663. Somebody guide me on the right path when it comes to these upset picks. I have been horrible, but I feel a good week coming my way when it comes to the upset picks challenge. Let's go to the phone lines and get this party started with Dewey, who supposedly starts a lot of parties. Dewey, what's on your mind today?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, first of all, it ain't going to be Clemson at number one like it was at the beginning of this year. That just tells you preseason pronunciation suck.
What was that word?
And it's just a waste. They suck.
No, the other word, the P word.
I can't say it. Pronunciations, whatever it is. It's just... Yeah, they suck, and whoever made the preseason poll should be fired.
Okay.
But on the point of Dabo leaving Clemson to go to the SEC or something like that, I don't think it's going to happen. Dabo's going to either ride it out in Clemson until they either fire him or he retires or he quits on his own. But he's not going to Auburn. Auburn sucks. That wouldn't be a good place for him anyways. Mm. And Kentucky, too. Kentucky sucks, too.
Mm. They do suck.
So he wouldn't be going to Kentucky either. Davo's arrogant. He's not going to leave because everyone's calling him to be fired. He's going to stay just to make everyone mad. And Clemson's AD ain't going to do nothing with him. So Davo's there until he's 80 years old. I guarantee you that. And getting used to it. Clemson's going to be 7-5 year in, year out. And they may get good here and there, but the Clemson days are over.
Mm.
Now, as far as upset picks, I think South Carolina's it's gonna upset Texas A&M this
weekend. Oh my gosh, are you kidding me, Dewey?
Hey, Texas A&M, they're overrated.
No, they're not.
They're overrated. And they're a cult, and they suck.
Well, that would be a bold one, by the way. That would be bold.
But I still have to think about it and drink more beer on it. And I know you're going to talk about Walt Weiss later on, probably. But
yes. What's your thoughts on Walt Weiss?
Tom, you can't be surprised. This doesn't surprise me because this is what the Braves do. They stay in-house, and yeah, they took 80,000 days to do it, but they finally got a manager. Whether or not, well, he sucks. He played for the Rockies. I don't know how he was as a player, but as a manager, he sucked because he only made it 3 years and they fired him. So I give him 1 or 2 years. Antopoulos is going to be gone in a couple of years. He ain't going to do squat this offseason again. And the Braves are only going to win like 70 games next year. Oh,
thanks, Dewey. What a phone call. What a phone call. I mean, who in the world can top that? 844-326-3663. Getting to some early leans. Also, your thoughts on the college football playoff tonight, the rankings, that is. Eric Hines asked on the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line, are you going to watch it on ESPN? Well, Eric, thanks for bringing that up and pouring salt in the wound there. Here's where I am. On my YouTube TV deal. We're going to get back to the phone lines in just a second, but I believe tonight I might switch to Hulu. I believe a friend of mine told me, and somebody had to correct me if I'm wrong here, that you can do like a 4-day trial on Hulu. And they supposedly, keyword, Hulu Live TV is very similar, if not exactly the same as YouTube TV. Now, I want to be very clear. I've been a YouTube TV lifer. I have had YouTube TV since it first came out. I remember when it first came out, and I've had it the entire time, and I've loved it. I'm a big YouTube TV guy. But until they get this crap fixed with ESPN, I might be on my way out. I've held on now, 4 days through the weekend, and I've put it off. But if they're not going to get their you-know-what together, I might be switching to Hulu TV. Tolos, is that right move, wrong move? Any Tolos out there who are in the same boat as myself, let me know at 844-326-3663 what the move is. Because not having the ESPN channels sucks. I'm not going to do it for another weekend. I'm not going to not be able to watch Monday Night Football, and even though last night's game with my Cowboys was hard to watch, let me know. Is Hulu TV, I can't even say it, Hulu TV, is that the move? Where do I go? What do I do? I don't know if I need to go with one of the jailbroken Fire Stick thingamajigs. I don't know. I need help. Let's go back to the phone lines. Dan B., I need three things from you. Upset pick, early lean. I need to know who you think is going to be number one tonight, Indiana or Ohio State. And the third thing I need to know is, what do I do with my YouTube TV debacle?
Okay. Well, I don't generally give out my early leans or anything like
that. Oh, let me apologize. I'm sorry. Keeping it secretive.
I'll put two out there that I won't pick that I'm sure probably you'll see a decent amount of people picking them is the Washington Huskies Wisconsin Badger game. Badgers are 11.5 underdogs. We know a lot of people are starting to swing for the fences more and more.
Yeah.
The other one's going to be, obviously, a lot of people are going to pick Clemson.
Oh,
That's you.
What's the spread on that one right now?
2.5 Ugh. So, I mean, yeah.
Clemson's favored, Dan? Clemson's favored by 2.5
No, FSU's favored. No, Clemson, you're right. Clemson is favored. You're
Clemson's
right.
favored. You know yeah, what? Do you think we'll see a lot?
It's one of the weird ones where FSU has the matchup predictor. They're plus
yeah. 50 points. I'm looking at that one. I'm looking for that one. Do you expect us to see that one come in a lot tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think just because it's a the local games. I mean, yeah. When the spreads are close and the matchup predictors are close, Clemson and South Carolina both get lots of picks. I mean, South Carolina being an underdog is going to get lots of picks. So, and it's I forget what the spread is on that one.
Which one?
I wasn't looking at. The South Carolina? What did he?
Well, they're not playing.
He said, oh, I thought he said they were playing Texas Tech. Is that next
Texas A&M next Saturday.
Oh, that's next Saturday. Yep. Fair enough.
So the Gamecocks have the bye.
Yeah, gotcha.
What do you, by the way, who do you think's number one tonight, Indiana or Ohio State?
I don't think, I mean, has Ohio State done anything to dethrone them? I don't feel like they have. I didn't watch the game. I don't know if it was close or anything this past Saturday. But, yeah, I think, you know, a team like that has to lose before they lose their
I think I'm with you on that. I think I'm with you on that.
In Indiana, I mean, it's a school that's never been there. You know what I mean? Like, when was the last time Indiana was in the top 10, if ever? So they got to earn that kind of thing. And then, as far as your Hulu problem or your ESPN problem, I mean, I'm the idiot that pays for everything. I pay for DirecTV and I also pay for several streaming services. Yeah. So that whole trying to get rid of DirecTV, that only lasted about a year.
I know, man. I hate it.
I want to get back to all my
Actually got DirecTV in the studio. On the TV here.
To watch football.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you just go to the sports bar and watch all your games.
I know. I just don't like it. I don't like it. Thanks, Dan.
One last.
Yeah.
Just put it out there. The scoring was off a little bit. USC Justin, he's still in second place, but instead of losing 2 points, he actually got 3.5, I think. So
gotcha.
His scores, he's still in second place, but now he's at 67 points. Instead of whatever, 61
and that's USC Justin, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Justin, if you're listening, there you go. Diesel did send me the updated standings. I'll post that here in a little bit, but appreciate that, Dan.
Absolutely.
844-326-3663 is the way you can reach the show. Let's see here. Dewey on the YouTube stream says, get Spectrum. JB says, I got Hulu Live TV. I think it's good. What do you mean you think it's good? Is it good or is it not good, JB? And is the price similar to YouTube TV? I don't know, man. I guess I've just been in this relationship with YouTube TV for so long. I'll be honest with you. It's kind of tough. I feel like I've had YouTube. I've had freaking YouTube TV since it came out. And I've been a YouTube TV for lifer. So, I mean, JB says he likes Hulu TV. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give it a few more days. I don't know. Do they not eventually, like, YouTube TV, what I can't understand is, by the way, he says it's $89 a month. What I can't understand is, do you not feel like if you're YouTube TV that you are losing an astronomical amount of subscribers? Are you not? You're losing all these subscribers, but you're just content with it because you can't reach an agreement with ESPN. I don't know, man. I would imagine they would probably save money in the long run if, you know, they would just find common ground, because they're not – I mean, people are freaking dropping this YouTube TV left and right now, and I am this close to doing it, this close to doing it. Going to get to the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line. It's blowing up right now, 844-326-3663. Going back to the phone lines, answering it live on the spot this time since I am solo today. Who we got?
This is Rick from Greer.
Rick from Greer. What's on your mind, man?
Let me tell you, it has been a rotten season with the Braves, Clemson Tigers. my Greer Yellow Jackets, everybody is losing. But let me tell you what. Every time I feel bad, I listen to you on Burns Radio, Burns Ball Games.
Uh-huh.
It brings me up. So thank you, Cole. I really appreciate it. Burns is now my adopted team. None of my teams are worth a crap. So thank you for always being there with Burns Football. It means a lot to me to listen to it on Friday. And thank you.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, Rick. I really do. Glad that you do listen. It's a lot of fun. And you should come to a game, Rick.
I go to the Greer games. I went to Greer Blue Ridge.
Okay.
I'm not a burn. I played at Greer.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I could step in that field or not.
Yeah.
I didn't even like it when I was playing. Burns was our enemy.
Yeah,
Do you remember back in the 70s when Greer owned Burns?
Well,
no. They owned Burns.
I wasn't alive then.
Burns owns Greer. So thank you for doing that. The Braves made a mistake hiring their...
You think so?
New manager. I think so. I think I would have went with Chipper Jones, John Smoltz, somebody that could have uplifted the team. Chipper Jones, he's an inside the Braves management now, but he would have been the perfect hire.
I think that's the dream hire. Rick, thanks for the call, as always, man.
Thank you.
844-326-3663. Let's see. Madcraft on the stream says, Hulu's owned by Disney, so you just got canned by the devil themselves. Exactly what Disney wanted you to do. JB says, I've had it for 6 years. What? You've had Hulu TV for 6 years? Dewey says, on the stream, Cole was dead in the 70s, Rick. Thanks for wording it like that, Dewey. Let's see. Is that true that Hulu? Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't understand the whole YouTube TV. On the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, texter says, this comes from the 317, Disney can kiss my grits. Yeah, I'm with you there. It's unfortunate. It really is. Let's see. Corn Chip gets in. He says, I had just gotten the ESPN Plus app to watch until... Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is JTez. I had just gotten the ESPN Plus app to watch until after football season. Corn Chip says, I mean, it's not a game. I don't really think it's that big of a deal just to see the list when it comes out. I have YouTube TV, but I mooch off of my dad, so I really don't care. Let's see. Hurricane Jeff gets in. Can you please give me standings in the Upset Picks Challenge? I'm on the road and can't take a look. Yes, Hurricane Jeff, I'm glad you asked. I can do so. You ask, and you shall receive. Hurricane Jeff, where are you on the Upset Picks Challenge? I see Dave Mosley, USC Justin, who's now at 67. Hurricane. Ooh, 20. You're in 20th, Hurricane Jeff. 31.5 points. That's mighty impressive. I'm way back at 76th with 13 points. Not doing good. Not doing good. So maybe I can get back on track tomorrow. Lefty Tiger on the text line says, I was a YouTube TV guy from day one. Left when it got over $75. Switched to the jailbroken Fire Stick. Best thing I ever did. And you know what? I've had people tell me that. I've had a few people, friends of mine, say, look, you need to switch to the jailbroken Fire Stick. And I'm close, Lefty Tiger. I really am. I mean, I know it's sketch, and it might have a lag. It might not, but I'm close to going there. Where do I get one? Is there like a guy out there on the – let me lean back. Is there a guy on the side of Woodruff Road with a Nike backpack selling these things that I – can find on the way home from work tonight? Texter says the same thing happened to DirecTV about a year ago, but eventually we got ESPN back with DirecTV. ESPN outage only lasted a week. RJ says, shout out to Coastal Carolina for the 5.5 points in the upset pick challenge last week. You know, I don't think there were that many people who picked Coastal for whatever reason, but congrats to those who did. Dan B. says, Jeff had 17. Oh, Hurricane Jeff had a 17.5 point spike this past weekend. Highest mover, 49 spots. Hurricane Jeff, that is impressive. Dewey, somehow a seventh in the upset picks challenge. Woo, boy. Got to look in the mirror when I get home to do some self-reflecting. Dewey's seventh. I'm way back. Nowhere to be found. Keith in TR says, I read something this morning that said Google, which owns YouTube TV, has offered to buy ESPN. Keith, I hadn't heard that. I don't know about that. I do know YouTube TV is affiliated with Google, but the other part, not sure about. I don't know. It's a messy situation. It's messy. I hate it. Hopefully they'll reach an agreement. I don't know. I think I'm going to hold out until maybe Wednesday or Thursday. Well, heck, tomorrow is Wednesday. I might hold out until Thursday or Friday. And if something's not done before then, might be going to Hulu or the jailbroken Fire Stick from the guy on the corner. Who knows? One of the two. One of the two. Will Vandervoort, the Clemson insider. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about with Will next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, time to talk a little Clemson football on the show. Tolo's on this Tolo Tuesday. I know it's already freaking dark outside, but appreciate all of you riding home with me tonight. Going to get back to the Hub City Spartanburgers text line in just a few minutes. But we go to the phone lines for the third time today, where we welcome in Will Vandervoort of the Clemson Insider. Will, how the heck are you, man?
I'm doing good, buddy. How y'all doing?
Doing fantastic. Look, let's get into a lot in this very segment. We have a couple of pieces from you guys over at the Clemson Insider to get into. But first, let's start with what Dabo Swinney said today. What was your biggest takeaway from the weekly presser earlier today with Dabo Swinney?
You know, obviously Coach Sweeney's kind of been – you know, saying that a lot of it's on him and the season so far, and that he's got to do a better job and be better than what he's been so far. So, you know, I think there was a part where, you know, he said he sucked at one point in the press conference, and that kind of stood out to me a little bit. Again, the main thing, another thing that stood out, I should say the main thing, but another thing that stood out was the fact that Coach Sweeney was very adamant about the officiating from the other day. And Coach Sweeney said what we've all been wanting to say, I think, because I've been saying it for years, like the officials need to be held accountable. And it's good to hear a coach, again, kind of stand up and keep saying it again, despite being fined already by the conference.
Right.
And he knows he's going to get fined again. But he's like, he's sticking to it. And I think he's correct that it's time that these officials, they get paid. Now, look, they're not making what the coaches are making or what the, you know, now the players are making, if you will. But they're making pretty good money to officiate a game on a Saturday afternoon when they're officiating big-time college football. They're not making pennies out there. So I think it's time, if you're going to pay them, it's time to start putting the – it's starting to hold them, those guys accountable in the public eye, too.
Yeah.
You know, the coaches are held accountable. Players are held accountable. But the officials can miss a call like the other day, and I know some people, and the call that they missed was the fact that they hadn't called anything all day. And then the guy calls the call that's a penalty, and he calls the wrong penalty. It should, if he was going to call a penalty on Clemson, and this is Coach Sweeney's argument, should have called holding at the top of the route. And that's where A.J. Terrell's was holding. Now, that's a different penalty. That's a 5-yard penalty. Automatic first down, but a 5-yard penalty. The ball moves to the 13. 13 yards is a whole lot better than 3. That's the first mistake in it. The second mistake in it, he says that, you know, he calls the penalty because, you know, there was a pass interference there. Well, he's right. There was a pass interference, but it's clearly on the offensive guy. So, again, if you do call anything at this point, in my opinion, you call Clemson's A.J. Terrell for holding. You call the Duke wide receiver for offensive P.I., offsetting penalties, you replay the down. That's how I would have handled it. But then another mistake nobody's brought up was the fact the penalty, they call for pass interference on the defense outside the end zone, and they mark the ball at the 3-yard line. Mm. Why? It's at the 18. Anything inside the 20 is half the distance to the goal. It should have been, the ball should have been spotted at the 9-yard line, not at the 3-yard line, which is where it was put. So another mistake. So 3 mistakes on that one play by one official. And I think that's where you got it. And then they huddled to get it right, and they still got everything wrong.
Yeah,
that's another thing. And so I think that kind of stood out to me. And I'm glad Coach Sweeney, personally, I'm glad he's sticking it to the referees and that these guys are being held accountable and are making the ACC hold them accountable, even if he says he's going to have to send them a whole bunch of rolls of pennies in the future.
Yeah. Talking to Will Vandervoort of the Clemson Insider, a lot to get into when it comes to the state of the program. 2 pieces on y'all's website that I want to touch on, and I guess we have to go to Sunday's piece before we get into last night's piece from Jason Priester. But you, Sunday, published an article that I retweeted at the Cole Bryson, Will, and it was basically talking about some tension in the building, that there was going to be some change on the horizon, and that there also was going to be some change that surprised some folks. Before we get into the piece that Jason wrote, just touching on that, what can you tell us in terms of unpacking what that means for Clemson this offseason?
Well, it means just what it says. There's going to be some changes in the football building. Now, what exactly is going to be changed? I'll hold some of that close to the vest. There's some information we do know upon that, what those changes might be. But there will be some major changes within that building. There is some tension in the building. I think that's no surprise to nobody. I would think nobody's surprised that there's going to be some changes. I do know that Coach Sweeney is in a situation where he knows he has to make some changes. I think, you know, he's going to sit down with Graham Neff when the season's over, and they're going to discuss these things and what they want to do moving forward with the program. I do know that there's a lot of, as you can understand, when you have a season like this, there's a lot of unhappy people right now. And, you know, so there's going to be changes on with the offensive coaches, defensive coaches, I'm sure. And then maybe also within the support staff as well. So a lot of moving parts. It's going to be a busy December probably at the in the Clemson football facility, as you know, because they got to not only make changes, you got to remember they got to get into the they got to finish out recruiting, and then you got the transfer portal coming up after that too. And there could be some changes within the football team as well, the personnel within the football team. So a lot of things are going to happen in that month of December. It's going to be a busy month after after Thanksgiving.
So do you would you say it's safe to say that Tom Allen is safe because it's his first year and he kind of made a bold statement a couple of weeks ago hinting at the fact that he doesn't have the right type of guys?
I mean, I think Tom Allen, if Tom Allen wants to be here next year, is safe. I do think that. I don't think Dabo's going to, you know, want to make a change or there. You heard Dabo come out yesterday and say Tom Allen's doing a great job, and that you know, he thinks Tom's done a good job all year, and Dabo's taking the blame for the other things on himself. And you know, we all know what those blames are and what positions that are struggling right now on that defense. And you know, and so I think Tom Allen, me personally, I'll say Tom Allen is probably coming back. I don't think they're going to fire him after 1 year. You know, I think, you know, when I look at it, if Tom Allen is not back at Clemson, that's going to be a Tom Allen choice, not a Dabo Swinney and Clemson choice, I don't think. But right now, if I'm a betting man, I would say Tom Allen would be coming back to Clemson next year as a DC. Yeah.
How outlandish do you think some of the fans are that that are really upset with Dabo wanting a change at the top?
How outlandish is it? That's very outlandish. I think Dabo Swinney is a two-time national championship coach. I don't need to tell you guys that. Mm-hmm. Dabo Swinney has earned the right to get this fixed.
Yeah.
You know, he has earned that right. Now, if he can't get it fixed, then talk to me in a couple of years.
Sure.
Right? But right now, I think Dabo Swinney has earned that right. And I think for any fan to sit there and think Dabo Swinney needs to be fired or replaced as head coach is just ridiculous, in my opinion.
Will Vandervoort, the Clemson insider, joining us right here on The Fan Upstate. Now, getting into the piece that Jason wrote, was it yesterday evening, about Dabo Swinney possibly being connected or tied with a SEC opening in, you know, mm-hmm. in Auburn and possibly another Southern school. I actually led the show with that article today and had all kind of different reactions from Clemson fans, some good, some bad, some telling me that I'm wasting a segment, that, you know, that's just outlandish for you to even talk about. What can you tell mm-hmm. us on that for those that maybe didn't catch that first segment?
Well, I think what people should understand is just pay attention to what's going on. You know, let's be honest what we were told, okay? And we were told this Saturday night while Auburn is losing to Kentucky. Keep in mind, Auburn hadn't even lost this game to Kentucky at the point. And a very good source for us told us that, you know, if the Auburn job and this other job that I won't name were to come open, then you need to watch out. And so I found that interesting. You take that for what it means. That's what we were told. So, you know, and so you got to pay attention to what does that mean? What does it mean? Where do we go from here with that? And what does it mean for the future? And so what I'm saying about all that is we know there's going to be some changes, right? Are those changes coming from Dabo Swinney, or are they coming from above? That's kind of what you got to put into play. And if it's not coming from Dabo Swinney, you got to understand, okay, is Coach Swinney happy? Is this something he wants to do? And so we were kind of like, you know, kind of putting it in there from what we were told that, you know, we're not saying Dabo's going anywhere or not. All we're saying is, like, you know, he might be asked to do some things that Dabo Swinney doesn't want to do. And is Dabo Swinney going to want to stay at Clemson if that's the case? Or is he going to want to go somewhere and get a fresh start doing it his way? So there's a lot of dynamics you got to throw into what we're meaning here. And, again, what our source is telling us here. And this is a very good source. It's been good to us. And this source is the one that told us that Wes Goodwin was leaving and was going to go to Oklahoma. Other people were saying Wes Goodwin's not going to Oklahoma. And we kept telling everybody he is. And where's Wes Goodwin at right now? Mm. He's at Oklahoma. And so this is a source that's pretty darn good. And so when this guy tells me to watch out and pay attention, then I'm going to watch out and pay attention. So it doesn't mean it's going to happen. Doesn't mean Dabo's a candidate problem. We're not saying he is. All we're saying is just pay attention and watch out. And let's just see what plays out here as Auburn looks for a new head coach.
So you can confirm that the source is not the drive-thru worker at Chick-fil-A?
Yes, the source is not the drive-thru worker at Chick-fil-A. This is people we trust.
Gotcha. And you go, since we're going there, you go Chick-fil-A sauce or Polynesian sauce?
I go neither. I go mayonnaise. Oh. That's all I go.
That is a bad answer. Let me ask you this. Something you just said, Dabo Swinney, and it's in that piece from Jason as well on the Clemson Insider. Dabo Swinney willing to make changes that he's not comfortable making that maybe a board of trustees member or somebody above Dabo wants him to make. Can you explain that at all and what kind of changes? I mean, a lot of people assume he's already getting rid of the OC. What other changes could there be?
Well, there could be other changes within the coaching staff, within the support staff. There could be changes just the way, you know, listen, Coach Swinney has built this program his way. Okay, let's start make sure people understand that. Mm-hmm. You know, and so Dabo has built it the way he wanted it built. He's won that way. He's had success this way. You know, I can understand if somebody's coming in and telling Dabo Swinney how to do his job, that's not going to go well, right? I mean, it wouldn't for anybody who's done really good at their job. Somebody coming in saying, hey, you need to be better. You know, somebody who's not maybe a football person telling them how to run his program. That's what it means. And we see this happen at other places, and Clemson's not immune to this happening either. And so, you know, that is what kind of what we're kind of implying. And again, we're just saying, hey, pay attention to everything. So it's going to start with whatever changes are made and how they're made. And if Coach Swinney is on board or you know, it, or if they allow Dabo to do it his way, it's still, you know, because here's something that nobody knows is like, if Dabo, maybe Dabo is going to step back and take a look at his program and take a broad look and say, okay, I got to change some things. I got to fix some things. And maybe Dabo does it on his own. Right. And makes these changes and makes his program better and goes back. Remember, you know, he mentioned it today. He talked about Bear Bryant. Bear Bryant reinvented himself after two bad seasons there in the late 60s and ended up going on to win a couple more national championships after that. And I think if Dabo kind of goes that way, then I think everything, if he makes the changes and Dabo's there, Dabo stays at Clemson, as I know Dabo wants to do, you know, then everything stays, you know, everybody's happy. But if Dabo doesn't want to make changes and somebody from the administration is kind of holding his feet over the fire saying, you got to, then what does that mean, you know, from that point going forward? It doesn't mean they're going to fire Dabo Swinney. Don't get me wrong. Dabo Swinney is not going to get fired at any point at Clemson right now in the immediate future because Dabo, like we just said earlier, deserves the right to fix things.
Yeah.
And Clemson's going to allow him that opportunity to do that. However, if Dabo isn't happy with some of the changes he made, and we used Coach Leggett as an example of this, what happened, if you remember when Coach Leggett was let go at Clemson, very similar things. They came in and they told Coach Leggett how they wanted him to do some things. And if he didn't do it their way, he had 1 year to get it fixed. And if he didn't, he was out. Well, that's what happened. So we're kind of comparing it like, you know, they may give Dabo an opportunity to fix it. He can probably do it his way. And if it doesn't get fixed, then maybe we talk later. Or they may, you know, they may say, hey, Dabo, we want you to do it this way. And Dabo doesn't want to do it. And then you see a situation like, you know, where Dabo could go somewhere else, you know.
Yeah.
It's not out of the realm of possibility, guys. Dabo Swinney has been offered SEC jobs in the past, and he's turned them down. It's not like Dabo Swinney has just never been offered a job at a major, other major conference other than Clemson.
Right.
He has. He's been offered a lot of jobs, and he's turned them down. And people are going to come after him again this year, and you're a fool if you don't think Dabo Swinney's not going to look. In other words, not going to listen is what
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Will, what number do you think will be higher this offseason? The amount of transfer portal acquisitions coming into the program or the amount of coaches let go?
Okay. Can I do quick math in my head?
Yeah.
To have some dead silence?
Absolutely. And I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but those are two big topics of conversation. You know, who's going to get canned, because there's somebody going to get canned, and Dabo, to your point, changing his ways a little bit and bringing in more transfer portal guys.
Well, there could be – I can see where there's still going to be more portal guys, because I think Clemson's going to get – they're going to go out and they're going to bring in 8 or 9 transfer portal guys. And I apologize for my dog back here whining, guys.
No, you're good.
It's not dinner time. They're messed up. It's all messing them up right now, this change of time.
Yeah.
I can see about 6 or 7, you know, transfer portal guys. So I'm going to say it could be a push.
Oh, wow.
It could be a push, you know, if you hold my gun to it and you're saying you got to make a bet, then I'm going to go under, because I think you set the number at 7.
Okay.
For transfer portal guys, and I would say you go under if you're telling me how many coaches, but not by much, maybe. Could be the change. So, you know, we'll see. We got 4 more weeks of football to go. You know, anything can happen in college football. As we know, things can change in a month's time. But I do know some things are going to change at the end of the season. There's going to be some change within the program. And, you know, we'll just see what that is as it plays out. Do we know totally what those changes are? Like, you know, like, oh, my goodness, this is it. This is definitely going to happen. No, we don't know those. But we got an idea of what possibly could come down the pipe later on.
Will, you're the best, man. As always, appreciate the heck out of you, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you later.
Will Vandervoort, the Clemson insider. Really good stuff talking about Clemson, Dabo, changes. Woo, a lot to unpack. But we've got to get to Walt Weiss. There's a lot of Braves fans that are not happy with their hire. I'm going to give you my thoughts on it. I haven't done so yet. We didn't have time yesterday, but I'll give you my thoughts. Did the Braves make a good hire, bad hire? Neither? We'll talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right.
The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, Tolos, don't forget the Upset Picks Challenge opens tomorrow, mañana, at 4 p.m. We did have a little bit of dip last week in the Upset Pick entries, so if you're listening to this right now, man, we need you. We don't want to see these numbers dip. I know you sometimes get down, I do, and you think, man, just not doing good at this. Well, guess what? Guess what? There's still plenty of time to climb up in these Upset Picks rankings. So get your pick ready. We're coming. We're going to be asking for it tomorrow at 4 o'clock. The Upset Picks Challenge will open then. But there's been a lot of disgruntled Braves fans yesterday. Tom in Somerville called the show. He was upset. Dewey was upset today. And just to be quite frank, I've seen a lot of reaction on Twitter about Walt Weiss being hired. And here's my thoughts. I would lean moderately optimistic right now. That's where I am. I think the hire makes sense, and it shows me that the Braves wanted some consistency, some continuity, and the stability of the culture, the internal promotion. I would not call it a slam dunk move, right? When you look at his past, when you talk about his managerial past and the club's, you know, recent struggles this year and last year, there's a lot of work to be done. I get it. He's unproven as a manager. Well, the Rockies, he wasn't good. He was 283 and 365, didn't make the playoffs. Now, a lot of people don't make the playoffs as the manager of the Rockies, right? Can he elevate the Braves from very good to championship caliber? I think that's still TBD. I think it's a safe hire. It's not a flashy. It's not a sexy hire. I know many Braves fans were wanting an outside hire, fresh energy, you know, and like I said, there's notable disappointment online. And I think the concern is that you're getting more of the same, and I get that. I was guilty of feeling the same way when the Cowboys just hired Brian Schottenheimer in the offseason. I said it was a horrible, horrible hire. But I'm actually more optimistic now. Even though the Cowboys suck, I've come around on Brian Schottenheimer. I bring that up to say hopefully that'll be the case when you talk about Walt Weiss. I think Walt Weiss can continue to provide stability, and I do think continuity and stability inside an organization is a good thing. I really do. But when you go back to, you know, elevating this team from where they are to championship caliber again, I understand why a lot of Braves fans are upset about it. I really do. But 2026, to be quite fair, is more than just managing. You've had terrible injuries in 2024 and 2025. The bullpen's horrible. It's been horrible for the past 2 years. So, like, the hire alone isn't enough for me. You still have front office decisions. The roster health's a big part of it. You know, the strategy going into next year. I know that Walt Weiss is a good coach. He's been around the Braves for a while now, since 2018. So I think that Walt Weiss certainly
will be able to win a lot of ball games. He was on staff when Atlanta won the World Series in 2021, and I think that's a positive. He played for the Braves. He knows the culture. I do think him having been a part of a winning formula is big. I get that. He was really good player. The team still has talent, by the way. But I do think the criticisms are fair when you talk about Braves fans not being just ultra excited about the hire of Walt Weiss. So I'm kind of in the same camp. It didn't like overly excite me either, but I'm willing to give the guy a chance. You look at the Braves, like I said a minute ago, they still have a ton of talent. In the end of the season, you know, the way this season ended and the way the end of the season last year ended, the past 2 years have been bad. A year ago, the Braves were fortunate just to make the postseason, right? So that's where I am. I don't love it. I don't think it's a, like I said, a flashy, sexy hire, but I'm willing to give the guy a shot, and I think Braves fans should as well. Being a part of a championship culture, I do believe, is very, very important. I really do. And he was a part of it, so let's see. Let's see if the guy can elevate the program. He knows what it took in 2021, and hopefully we'll see the same. Hopefully we'll see the same. Tolos, what Dabo Swinney had to say in his weekly press conference, he went off on the officiating one more time, even after he was fined. We'll talk about it. We'll have the audio for you next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.